Blog Talk Radio.
Sundays, you know, we've been traveling and we've been doing a lot of things, and it's good to get out from your environment. And guess what? Got to see some things that's going on in the Empire State and a few things in different other states that we had a chance to travel through. And just let me say, I'm going to give a hands up to everybody who I see is actually fighting back and doing things to make people say, wow, people are wake it up. Now, we did this show under duress because as you travel, and those of you who've been traveling, you know, you get tired, you get in different cold zones, you know, everybody got the same temperature. And I started thinking, I said, man, you know, I got a little under the weather once I got back in. I said, man, I'm a little bit under the weather. I said, you know, traveling causes people to get in different environments. You get cold, you get, like I just said, get cold, you get hot, airplanes, airports. And I noticed a lot of people really was not as fearful as we've been told through the news about the COVID virus. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I see states is continuously to be talked about on the news as if it's under lockdown. It might be in some areas, but for the most part, most people are not under a supreme lockdown like Australia and parts of France. And, you know, you're able to go places, except those are now implementing those type of regimental fiat mentalities of superiority over the masses. But let me just say this. I am glad to be alive to see this day and to see people are actually coming out and say, no, we ain't going along with this. And let me let you know, the media is afraid. The media is scared. The people like the Wizard of Oz. You ever see the Wizard of Oz movie? You know, the very masonically induced movie with a lot of serious stuff, you know, flying monkeys and all that stuff. And, the, you know, the wizard was so terrifying in imagery, but in real physical, he was a diminutive man. And that's the concept that we better be looking at. But let me just say this. We put this show together because we started to realize that I started coming back and I felt a little, told you, under the weather. But I said, it's my birthday. I partied all week. I had a great time. Everybody who I came across, much love to y'all through the new great state of New York, below Albany, and, of course, you know, New York City. So we, you know, saw people sneezing and stuff. You know, I said, man, people was like turning around and stuff. Even though they had their mask on, you got to be careful how you even sneeze or look or cough. If you're coughing too much in a restaurant, you might feel uncomfortable. You got to really put your, you know, you got to really make sure that you feel like, you know, because people are now looking at you. So we put together this program called Medical Apartheid, Medical Dictatorship. Now, because I was under the weather, which I still am, I'm drinking lots of tea and different things inside the tea to keep it hot and cold, and you know how that works. But we started realizing, boy, how this is ingenious, how they could just use medical and then turn it into a medical dictatorship right before your very eyes. Now, I feel bad because I got the book right here, hard copy. Harriet Washington. I tell anybody, if you really want to have a family talk with different people in your family, and, you know, because even your family, they're the main ones jumping at you. If God forbid, if you sneeze on one and it gets on their arm by accident, even though you put your mouth in, you know, sometimes it might hit one of them. You know, it used to be like, oh, you spit on me. Now, that can't really happen if you've got a family member who is really under medical dictatorship in the mind. Their mind is under a medical dictatorship. Now, medical apartheid should be read by everybody to give, especially, I'm going to give the black people perspective right at this moment to begin the show. First thing, you know, I'm under the weather, so I may have to blow my nose occasionally. I hope that don't upset you, because blowing your nose is a good thing. Actually sneezing is good. Imagine trying not to blow your nose. Booger or not. Can't imagine. You scared to blow your nose. That's what's coming to us. You scared to cough. You scared to sneeze. You scared to say, oh, especially to a crazy coworker or somebody, say, oh, man, I feel a little in the weather. You might be at a COVID center if we keep this foolishness going on. So we came across this program on my birthday. Let me get a shot for my birthday right quick. You know how we got to do this. And we came up with the program, Medical Apartheid, Medical Dictatorship. Now, let's go with medical apartheid. Now, it's the first and only comprehensive history of medical experimentation on African Americans, black, indigenous people. Starting with the earliest encounter between the black American and the Western medical research and racist pseudoscience that resulted its details, the way both slave and freedmen were used in the hospital for experiments. Conducted without their knowledge. Let's just use past, present, and future premise right now. if this was done without their knowledge, y'all gonna have to be on this line today. Tell me how that did not pertain to now. Is it now they're gonna tell us everything they do now? Is that what you go? You actually think the doctors and all the medical technology today is actually here to make sure you get all the knowledge about how they practice, how much insurance is, how much each test costs, how much you got to give them before they kick you out the hospital? They're not going to do that. They didn't do it back then, and this is the beginning. Now, let's go with this. Hospitals for experiments conducted without their knowledge. 20th century, it shows how pseudoscience of eugenics and social Darwinism, those two keys right there, those two pillars right there, eugenics and social Darwinism, shall automatically come to mind of any intelligible person in America right now, especially the Black America. I don't care where you're from. Just the fact that you know yourself, that experimentation has always been a scary thing. But to know that you will actually go along with this shit after knowing you got history of books considering this one, it's almost unbelievable at first. You almost say, wow, how the hell? Because you ain't read the book. This is a perfect book for you to get to start talking to family and friends. And they, to you not doing the talking, the person who wrote the book with their time. Now, I'm going to read some of this book with y'all today before we even get to a lot of stuff, before we start taking calls and all that stuff, because this right here should be your wake-up call. Just by saying eugenics. Now, everybody today know that most of the people in science is part of eugenics. Anybody talking about population control is a eugenist. Common sense right now. Should be right in your mind. Bam, eugenist. Climate change. Anything about breathing, carbon dioxide, not monoxide, dioxide, should be a wake-up call to too many people. See, that's because you don't know what these two pillars are. It's called eugenics and social Darwinism. Was used to justify experiments of exploitation and shoddy medical treatment of blacks. This came out of the book. And the view that the biological inferior over sex. Now, that's what still is in the mix today, over sex of our persona. Now, how does that work? Well, they always got the athlete today. He's the most, you know, he's an alpha male. Conquest as women, you know, they pump this. Now it's changed. The male is now feminized, and now he wants to play sports with the female and take their glory now. This is what's going on. So oversex has now been translated to sexual augmentation of oneself to be another sex. So that's right there under the same guise. Let's keep it moving. Then it goes on to say, and unfit for adult responsibilities. And we're already unfit for adult responsibilities. That's why they're showing us in the news as the criminals lately. Everything that's lawless is on the news, even though the population is doing all kind of stuff. Just seen in Chicago, they're jumping around a car, a police car. You know, this is how this is how the communist thing works. Got to have lawlessness in order for it to be implemented. Let's keep it rolling. Now, this book went on for your own pleasure of reading to tell you that medical apartheid revealed a hidden underbelly of scientific research and makes possible for the first time an understanding of the roots of African Americans' health deficit. At last, it provides the fullest possible context of comprehending the behavior fallout that causes Black America to view researches. See, y'all thought Tuskegee was just a couple years. Tuskegee was a 40-year experiment. It took 40 years. 40! Not a 5 years, they did it in five. Not a decade. Not 2 decades. Not 3 decades. It took 4 decades of what they had planned to do and implement. Now, y'all think if that ain't research, I don't know what is. And to implement it with the same vigor by actually having a black woman be the proxy. Y'all remember, she was the one, she was a nurse. Played that Wolfie, Offrey Woodard, played her, Miss Everest Boys or something like that. Used the same thing with COVID, used the black nurse. We ain't seen her in nothing else. Y'all should be wondering where she at. Really should. Nobody, that's going to show you, some of us aren't waking up, and the masses, which we still say, sheeps, hey, it will be led by the slaughter. Now, we're going to use your own, you know, this is a cult program as well as everything else, so we're going to talk about everything. Just to catch up on what we lost, because we'll be back on schedule this Sunday, so get ready, y'all. Now, just so y'all know, the roots of this and the health deficit and all this behavior, the fallout, the callback, it goes even to this part. It indeed, the whole medical establishment is such deep distrust. This is what they say Black America has. That's why we are the least likely to get vaccinated. That's why blacks right now are the one group that is not vaccinated. So what are you saying? Are you preparing for your own class system, used by them again in a new fashion, because you're the same group that was targeted supposedly in slavery. Now you targeted again because you're not vaccinated, and you got a president that you voted for that said that the unvaccinated is a scourge. Now they're going as far as now going after teachers and, you know, using the stupid laws like the Patriot Act if you talk against the teachers for teaching stuff. Now, y'all better wake up real quick now, because when you get to that level, that stage, woof. I'm talking about the discomfort zone. Going to be discomfort. We keep this program going afloat. Now, let's go with this. After that, goes on to say that no one's concerned with the issue of public health or racial justice can afford not to read Medical Apartheid. That's why I say get this book, sit down with family members, even ones who have taken a vaccine, and let them know this is experimental history that they're doing. And to be so crazy, this was experimental vaccination. This was never tested. So here is a large-scale research program, guinea pigs, sort of speak, that is in this book that's been written for quite some time and deserves a lot of looks. So we're going to do a lot of opening up on this right quick. Now, it masterfully looked, the book will stir up controversies from a long-needed debate. And that's why I think this program and all the programs and get involvement means you got to start looking at, why are we talking about this? This experimentation that goes way back. And here's where it gets deep, everybody. I'm going to have to read this part before. Just so you know this, in the occult world, they are calling the people who are unvaxxed the new Jews. Now, why would they say that? Y'all know they had a mark on Nazi Germany. Excuse me, don't get stuffy here. I told you, it's made me realize how deep a cold could be when people are so scared to have a cold today. Really? Well, those stars they used to put on them, you know, to identify them. Told you they don't flip the script now. And see, they are going to identify those, the new Jews, who are unvaccinated. Because they got the pass that Hitler asked them back in their day, where's your papers? Remember the French, where's your papers? Where's your papers? Well, you know what the word is now. Show me your Excelsior pass and all this stuff they made up. Especially in New York State. So this is what happened. So the new Jews under the symbolism, and guess what? An academic consortium consisting of six universities already has conducted in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to provide training for government, law enforcement, healthcare, private sector, stakeholders on how to quarantine large portions of rural communities. Despite what anyone has told you, separating Americans by vaccine status is a historic first. Facts matters on this program. If it's your first time listening, we make sure you understand that clearly. We just don't talk off the top of our heads. especially with unsubstantiated information. We're going to make it clear to you, it's a long trail. It's not on the regular paper. It's not going to be on the news. It's not going to be in your regular media. You see Facebook has been told, caught today as well, brainwashing many adults as well as children to stay on it and to be brainwashed even more. So this is well thought out. So never before has a vaccine status ever been applied here in America. Maybe some other countries, but not here in America as of yet, let's just say. It has never been tried before. Not even during polio, smallpox outbreaks of the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s. Not even during the Spanish flu. So they always use the Spanish flu, but you don't even read the history. They use, all you do is quote what the parents of the so-called Caribbean, which is the news, is telling you, the propagandists. So today's program, we will start out with Henrietta. I'm just going to read something to you out of this book called Medical Apartheid. Look what it says. Before the late 19th century, a rise of hospital movements, physicians and scientists conducted medical research on slave quarters, backyard shacks. They designed a slave hospital, a clinic ward. No organized bodies coordinated, coherent research plan, and some of the research was utterly spontaneous and unrecorded. Physicians' recollections, medical journals, and institutional records limned the patterns of abusing African Americans that was supported by custom and sometimes by law. These accounts could be astonishingly frank because the author was writing only for the eyes of the physician, white males of their own class, who attended hospital wards, real medical journals. Moreover, African Americans, without legal protection, was thus unable to hamper the physician's activities. Now, do you really want this to go back? And this is one of many of the eight. Let me just say this. This journal was in 1836, the Medical Journal or Surgical Journal that dealt with this. Then it went to even more. Now, I'm gonna be going back and forth into the late, into the middle, so you can see how the same scenarios, the same experiments, the same control mechanisms that was done in those eras are the same, if not even better now, because they even got the black population promoting it to themselves. We're going to go a little bit further. Let me just read another one so we can see. I mean, this is amazing. And here go one right here. This is out of a quote. This is called Circus Africanus, popular display of black bodies. The Negro with us is an actual physical being of flesh and bones and blood, but hideous monster of the mind, ugly beyond physical, portraying such utterly inflammable monstrous as frightened reason from the throne of justice, from its balance, the mercy from the hollow temples, the blot of the shame, perpetuity, eternal sympathy of nature. Those things have presence in the best of America's Republicans. You heard that? They knew we were Republicans. I just wanted y'all to hear that. This is what they, it says, the beast and being of the American Republicans. No, sir. It's a constructive Negro. John Rowe, Richard Doe Negro, that haunted the grim presence of precincts of this republic, shaking his glory locks over the legislative halls and family prayers. James McHugh Smith, MD. They were so mad. The medical physicians of the time, the ones who had the slaves, when they seen us free, they were so mad because they couldn't experiment on us no more. During the time that the Republican was totally controlled by blacks, they were at their most frightenedest. They ain't frightened today because they know what you worship today. And I know some say, oh, well, they're both the same. Nah, they ain't look far enough to see what's the same because they're not the same. Blacks never ruled the Democratic Party, ever, and not even to this day. There's a history where you did rule one time, a long time. in the Republican Party. Whether or not you understand that, just go back. Just go back to what I just said. They said the Republican Party. These people knew this was in the, of course, after the Civil War. I'm just going through this. It's just amazing how so much history told you what they was doing. Now, you can only go by your scriptures that y'all believe and been saying for years. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's almost impossible to not know this. Now, I'm going to take a little break because, you know, I've got to get my tea back on. But I just want to take a little break. We're going to be jamming because it is a party, y'all. We're going to make sure that we give it to you because I'm celebrating tonight. It's October the 5th, 5. October was 8. That's really not 10. So guess what? It's number 58, baby. We about to do it up in here. Let me get a little bit of music right quick. Be right back. Give me 2 minutes. Get everything in order. Let me get back.
Everybody wanna go heaven, but them don't wanna die. Want $1 million to fall out the sky. Know how to get paid, but afraid to try. Don't wanna inhale, but wanna get high. Know why, but don't know if it's a lie. Hate airplanes, cause they afraid to fly. Don't eat meat, but wear leather on their feet. Hate to be, but can't stay in their seat. Love someone, but don't know who they are. Afraid of the spotlight, but wanna be the star. Live life in the fast lane, but don't wanna crash. Talking about saving money, but dipping in the stash. Wanna dress jiggy, but low on cash. Wanna get drunk and show they ass. Wanna be smart, but don't go to class. Wanna be down, but don't wanna be last.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, how you gotta win.
That's what I was told when I was a boy. Now I break a rapper like a brand new toy.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, how you gotta win.
Better stack up and stock up, pack up and lock up. Cause I came to rack up and sold a whole block. Everybody wanna rhyme, but they don't got flow. Wanna get married, but wanna be the hoe. Wanna get out, but ain't ready to go. Want things fast, but wanna move the ass slow. Don't go to practice, but wanna go pro. Wanna do the video before they learn to do the show. Want respect, but don't wanna earn it. Wanna lose weight, but don't wanna burn it. Wanna be somebody, but don't know who. Wanna act like they know, but ain't got no clue. Wanna always do something, but never get to it. And then tell people they was gonna do it. Wanna talk that trash, but don't wanna fight. Wanna get up early, but stay up all night. Wanna grab the dice, but don't wanna roll. Wanna be grown, but don't wanna get old.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, how you gotta win.
That's what I was told when I was a boy. Now I break a rapper like a brand new toy.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, how you gotta win.
Better stack up and stock up, pack up and lock up. Cause I came to rack up and sold a whole block.
Rewind, y'all. Oh, yeah. Be wise. Boosie, the new one, BY. Now, let's get back to that. Like I told you earlier, in this book here, at any dinner, breakfast, luncheon, gathering that y'all can have, somebody get this book and show the most sensible one in your family, friends, or clique that will understand that what is being done is not by accident. Let me go up even further. May 16, 1997. A quarter century after the Tuskegee syphilis study ended. And, I mean, look how long it was. President Bill Clinton formally apologized to the study and dignified the White House ceremony that allowed a mere 8 survivors of their family to join the activists and historians who had championed their cause. Now, it's pretty ironic. That they would make these apologies and then go to Haiti and kill the president for not wanting his people to get vaccinated. And then anybody who speaks, that's the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, and who has probably have more blood on their hands than the Ku Klux Klan, based on everybody who testifies against them mysteriously, you know, dies. Weird, like plane crashes, car mugged in the, you know, alley somewhere. No one knows why. These are the things that goes on. That have been reports and reports and reports. So, yet they apologized at a White House ceremony. Let me just tell you about the money that was in there. It says the apologies incorporate a permanent tangible legacy as well as Tuskegee University National Center of Bioethics and Research in Healthcare. Supported partly by, look how much this is. Listen to how much this is, y'all. $200,000. That's all they got. A Pell Grant President Clinton allocated as part of the apology. Opened up May 12th, 1998. $200,000. Just like, see, now I'm going to show how cheap that is. The same cheapness that they used to give money for an experiment that lasted 40 years, they're going to give you one, $100 for an experiment that didn't last at all. They just made you the experiment, and you took $100. See? Tell me they ain't being played. Let's take some calls. We about to get fired up. It's the birthday hour. We hope you got your toasters up, because let's bring in my friends. 5192, welcome to the Helios Dry Bones.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Peace. Man, happy Earth return to a brother like yourself. I missed the show, and I pray and I hope that your agoon keep speaking to the bones, and the bones keep speaking to the masses, and you know what we're seeing now, man. It's a combination of everything, pro Jack Bauer, pro, like you say, military
right.
takeover, pro Twilight Zone, you know, just the masses being played and by proportion. And it's getting really serious, man. We're getting to a point where the assault is real and, you know, it's just unbelievable. And when you look at it and you don't know the dynamics of the Hegelian language, when you especially when you're talking about taxes and you're talking about paying your fair share. If I'm a wealthy man and I'm able to pay my taxes and I'm paying a greater proportion than you are every year or every quarterly or whatever it is, I could pay my fair share. So who's not paying your fair share? They're talking about you. They're talking about me. They're talking about others who can't pay that quota. So I'm the target that they're talking about getting rid of, on top of the medical apartheid stuff where they're talking about net zero carbon emissions, which we breathe, and which every time I hear it, I automatically think of, you know, Sister Shalini, when she's talking about the eradication of what? Us! And whatever it is that needs to breathe without us, boy, they're putting the gas on, and what we're looking at is a compromised CEO who has a lot of dirt on his hands, and the Asian market is being exploited in our markets, and it's like the brother said, the Bitcoin brother. I always think of him and what's happening with Brexit and Australia, where they're on lockdown. And it's coming
right
this
now,
way.
I told people, and I stand by that, the Empire State does have a lot of rebellious people that are not falling totally head by heels for what we see on our news here, and vice versa, what they see happening here in Florida.
Even the vaccinated
right.
over there in Australia being locked down. Ooh,
right. right, so how do you explain that one? Because if you're going to lock down the vaccinated, and I just said earlier, there were 6 universities. And, you know, they're getting shut down because a lot of people are rebelling. That $1 trillion a party they want to have, their own people. Now, the people that's got to look at all this is those who are in a position to make some voices, some noise. Because if they're going to use the money, everybody, and they're going to give you $100 to take a vaccine, I just told you, they only gave $200,000. To Tuskegee after doing a 40-year experiment on people. If that's the mentality we're dealing with and y'all falling for $100, then obviously we're going to have to do some serious in-house recognition first, because it's not going to be able to be stopped, because a lot of our own people are becoming over. I was on the Metro Rail, and I seen a sister And, you know, they hop, they going off on people. Because the mask, some lady had a mask halfway up, told her, put the mask up. I mean, they talking real brutal, like, you know, like, you know, okay, you know, they becoming the mask police. It's like, you know, they're the Lone Ranger now for the mask and shit. So we going to keep it going. Stay with me. I ain't going to take you out. Let me get 3364. Welcome for the Tuesday edition, special birthday. It's your birthday hour. Thank you. Come on in. 3364. Okay, you got your hand up, but I'll keep you. Oh, hold on. My bad. My bad. Boy, me.
Happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it always.
Hey, mine next Tuesday, bro.
Uh-oh. Then we might have to do it again.
Yes, sir. hey, it's all good. Hey, man, hey. It's a beautiful time to be alive to see this shit, man. And look at here, man. You've been to the Georgia Guide Store. How many people on this planet, man?
How many people on this planet?
Yes, sir. It's about 8 billion, right?
Yeah, I'd say 8 billion,
right?
Yeah, somewhere that probably could be more than that, but go ahead.
How in the hell from 100 to 300 people control 8 billion, man? These motherfuckers is slick, man. You mean 8 billion people control by less than 300 people, man?
You know,
this shit
it's
wild, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you put it like that. It seems that's what that, now you took us to another dimension. That's why I always say on this program, are they human? Because I don't know many people who that diabolical, even your worst criminal, only want a little bit what he can get. But these people are talking about total takeover, like the whole earth is under their regimen. Now, this what you said, I said earlier, the Wizard of Oz, what's the Wizard of Oz? It's an illusion. Maybe they ain't that powerful. It could be an illusion.
Let me throw this out here too. This whole Facebook shut their own shit down, man. Okay, check my scenario.
Yeah.
When that lady went on 60 Minutes and did that whistleblower, okay, say if somebody got a dope house, okay? If somebody got a dope house and then somebody go to police to go snitch on the dope house, what the dope house going to do? Shut down, right? Huh?
Right.
Facebook shut their own shit down, man. Just use that scenario there. About a dope house, a trap house. Somebody go to the police.
I like that.
Huh?
I like that.
Yes, sir.
They shut themselves down. Give us this lame shit story. Yeah. And then I found out they did something else. I'm glad you brought that up. I heard that the Haitian thing was just a dog and pony show, because people don't realize when they let the 10,000 Haitians linger up under the bridge, almost every narcotic came into the country because there was nobody guarding those borders. That came on their own news.
No one
guarded the borders, so that was a trick. It was to make it look like, look it up, they brought all the agents in into that circle to come in, and they left the borders open, everybody. Check that one out.
Yes, sir. That was a good football player, misdirection. You know, that flea flicker shit, right?
Yeah, they put a fleet, that's right. They sure did. they did a flea flicker. The old misdirection. Again, ingenious. What group is they more terrified than a whole 10,000 black looking people coming into the country? They said, oh, let's go make this look like it's a big deal. And they all came not out of from Haiti, they came from Brazil, everybody. I want to tell you, these countries are full of people of different groups. Brazil is one of them. Let me get some more callers. It's the birthday special Tuesday. We got my brother West is also Libra. And again, what a sign. Actually, it's the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we the 10th. That's amazing. Go ahead. 1300. 00. 1300. Last four.
Yes, can you hear me, bro? Sorry about that, I was on mute. Hey, happy Creation Day, my brother.
Appreciate that, man.
Happy Creation Day, for sure. Hey, family, listen, we just got to wake up, man. You got to understand, bro, they're not going to come out and they're not going to say this. You're not going to hear this on the mainstream media. But what we're in right now, we are right in the middle of the global reset. I'm telling you, look at all the signs and the symbols. You got oil shortages. You got energy shutdowns. The UK is in the dark right now. You got Afghanistan. The banks have shut down over there. You got China posturing in Taiwan, because America is trying to keep Taiwan because Taiwan is one of the heaviest ports on the sea that's a manufacturing hub. You got look what's going on in Australia. You got you got France. You got riots all over the globe right now. Family, they're not gonna come out and say this. You just have to put the pieces together and get prepared. I'm telling you, family, stack up on ammo. You need to stack up on canned goods. I have to keep repeating this. Stack up on water. Because once, look at the shells right now, family. They're blaming everything on people that are unvaccinated. They're blaming labor shortages on the citizens. No, yeah. Family, this has been in play for the last 5 years. What's going on was already planned. They just needed a slick way, like a plandemic, to carry out their plans, their one world order. This, I'm telling you, get your money right, get your silver up, get your weight up, get your gold up. We are in the middle of a global collapse. I cannot reiterate that enough.
Now, let's go with that for a mile, because you know we like to connect to all y'all out there. Now, I did see that you just heard the blackout for my man just said for Facebook. Is this a type of pretext in your mind to make these shortages, like California going to have roving electrical outage, they say. These cities that are already in chaos, if they let the electricity go out in parts of y'all sector, meaning zip codes, and then blocking off the entrance ways of you getting out those zip codes, based on what I just told you, how they could easily, and I'm just saying this, don't get crazy, but what he's saying, so we can back it up, if they're working on a plan to put people in these so-called, quarantines, I think that's very true how you got to live in a minute, because if they cut off some water in some areas that could go black out, everybody, if you don't have what we went to back in the minute, that bug bag that everybody used to go to those meetings in, well, it doesn't seem like it was feasible at that time, but right now, because they are saying supply chains. The key words are supply chains. Listen to what they tell you to do. Supply.
Correct.
When they say supply chains, they mean Silk Road. We're going to cut your shit off. Silk Road.
Correct.
Silk
and like
Road.
I was telling the brother, remember a couple of weeks ago, me and the brother went kind of disputing about the Bitcoin. They're
right.
Setting us up right now with the energy shortages. They're setting up the stage right now for a blackout. I'm telling
right.
you, family, when everything blacks out, you best believe food will go bad. Perishables will rotten and stay.
Well, hold on. What about this one? If it blacks out, what if it blacks out? Because I just heard, I got homies that is on the news reports like yourself, and y'all listening to these reports in the morning time when they show the business reports. And just say, for instance, your digital currency gets blacked out and you have nothing in your account when you had 10 grand in your account.
You have nothing.
Right. So when the reset, if the reset takes your digital money that's left in these banks, and they're going to make us hate the banks because I heard reports that this could be a way of driving us into alternative currency as well, because
absolutely. Look at it. Look how they're pushing the Bitcoin, the Litecoin. They're pushing all the cryptos heavy. Let me explain something to you, family. The banking industry, all the banking czars and all the gangsters, the banks, as I call them, about 5-6 years ago, they were heavily anti-crypto. Now all of them are pro-crypto. So you do the math. Play it off. Don't get caught in that crypto, family, and don't have access to your crypto. I'm just telling you right now, because it's still a digital currency. Also, the Federal Reserve, they're pushing real heavy now. the Fed coin. They came out today. And what's the lady name? Janet Yellen over the Federal Reserve. She's the Federal Reserve chairman. She was saying, don't believe that hype about that $1 trillion platinum coin they want us to print. Family, they are giving you all the signs. They are broke. You see the government going back and forth, the politicians going back and forth about the debt ceiling. Family, there is no more ceiling, family. They have kicked the can down the road too long. It's a wrap. Family, get prepared. Do not trust these politicians. Do not trust any of them.
Now, I agree. I've seen, I'm going to bring this up too, because in one of the things I've seen, again, the warp speed and so forth that they put in the vaccine when Trump initiated it, there is some reports. The downplaying of the vaccine did not want to bring hysteria, which we had collapsed the market. The biggest fear for those who want to hold the present economy is you having a run on the bank, because there's nothing in there for us to get. So if you do get nervous, which they might be triggering that as a speculation of how to keep things off tone, because remember, the Rothschilds, they made up lies about they won, Napoleon had won and didn't win. So if they got us scared and we gonna get all our money out the bank, either way, if you got $100,000 in your house right now, just say hypothetically, everybody, some of you may have it, I don't know, but say you got $100,000, on paper only, they can get both those currencies. I'm gonna tell you, crypto, shut off the electricity, can't get crypto unless you got an offshore hell of a setup where you get a hell of a transmission to be doing trading, and you in the inside. Those of us who ain't at that level, now, say you got the $100,000 because you took it all at the bank, but guess what? If the $100,000 ain't worth a half a cent, that means that you will need over $5,000 to make $5 again. So that means that you will see how people say, well, how much is it? It's 100 pesos. You think that's a lot, but it really ain't. So that's what they try to do. If you keep your money thinking you're going to escape by keeping it and don't do nothing with it, you got to put the money in a tangible asset. That's all I can say.
You have to.
Yeah.
And this is the scenario right here, Dry Bones. I'm going to let you move on after this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently, the scenario is supposed to be that it's going to be so much currency disruption and disparities that all of the currencies are going to have to come together and create one parity.
There you go.
So, in other words, everything has to balance out 0 to 0, 1 to 1. So, if you got $100,000 Iraqi dollars, well, apparently, right now, the Iraqi dollar is $3.95 to the U.S. dollar. A lot of people don't know that. That's why they don't want to let go the stronghold, the military stronghold we have on Iraq, because Iraq is a very prosperous land. Everybody know the Tigris River and all that run right through there. That's where your Bible thumpers. But what's going to happen? All the currencies are going to pair. They call it pair. And that's why they call it a reset, because everything, you can't have money that's worth more than other money. So like the brother Dry Bones say, get into tangibles, because tangibles is something that you can keep your hand on, and tangibles never lose its value. So current paper currency is going to be devalued. That's what's going on with the U.S. dollar index right now.
Okay. So
devalued.
Let's go with that premise. Okay, now let me just say this to everybody. Now, those of you who are working, what they're going to do to us, and those even with celebrity work, whatever work you do, they're going to use insurance to get you. If your insurance on these next contracts, for all union people listening, they will try, and they're going to try, if you don't buck that union, tell them I've been paying dues and they ain't inform us, that they're going to use to hype the insurance rates up on people, their policies. So you'll be paying just like you pay for your family. You might be paying for yourself if they say you don't get a COVID shot or something like this. So these are things that create panic. But the question I'm asking everybody is, Currency is a great word. Y'all know those of you who travel into the crowd, and you just said Bible and all this stuff to go along with it. Ain't that the year of Jubilee that they're performing?
Jubilee.
Yeah, the year of Jubilee, everybody. They say, you know, in your Bibles, it's supposed to be the year of all forgiveness of all debt. It didn't say how it was going to be forgiven. Just gave you the scenario. So is this story galactic in nature? Because for everybody just agreed on this program without saying different things, but same to the same connection, said that what they playing is a game. The game is making us believe one thing, one hand, like poker. So we playing poker face, and now we're going into trying to figure out what direction they want us to go and how we going to defuse this direction. So we just came to the conclusion that bartering will go back to being an underground currency as well. Because everybody, when this shit breaks down, though you was in a hurricane and may lose electricity, you used whatever bartering skills you had to get your shit, whatever it was necessary. You were selling weed, you had to sell it in a different way. You're selling this, you're selling moonshine, you're selling food. I hate to say this, but this is going to bring on a whole new reset in people's thinking, because calamity, hate to say it like this, but calamity brings a serious thing. It brings unification, believe it or not. Sad to say. Unification. Now, let me take a program break right quick with this little, you got to hear this. It's called medical apartheid tonight, everybody. Medical dictatorship. Are you going to let your physical body be taken over by the cult?
G'day guys, how are you? Good to see you. Thank you for watching. Hope you're all doing well. And big shout out to all my subs. I love you all. And this is from Mike Adams from Natural News. Now, he's telling us here, medical martial law rolled out in New York. Unvaccinated citizens banned from all public places, including schools, churches, malls, sidewalks, public transport, and voting locations. Now, it says here, it's been rolled out in New York, unvaccinated citizens, rolled out Rockland County, New York, where unvaccinated citizens are now barred from all public places, including schools, sidewalks, malls, churches, and public transportation, all under the absurd quack science fraud that claims measles is only spread through unvaccinated people. In truth, the measles vaccine spreads through the measles through viral shedding. And improperly weakened viral strains. If the measles vaccine really worked, why would vaccinated people have anything to fear from unvaccinated anyway? That is very true. If you're so, they say the crowd thing, but why would an unvaccinated person, and I think it'd be the other way around, an unvaccinated person would be in trouble, you know, of catching something. So why are the vaccinated people worried about unvaccinated? These so-called great vaccinations are supposed to be that good to stop all kinds of stuff, so they say. And people say to me, oh, you know, you're against vaccinations. I'm not against them totally, but they need to be regulated. They need to be controlled. And also, the kids are getting about 80 vaccinations now, whereas when I was a kid, we got one or two. And I think...
Right. Now, I just want to leave it right there. Bring y'all in here because, you know, being that we just got into another day of the age, birth dates, you say another year passed. I know of two, or maybe three. She just said 18. It's like going into another country that your whole body ain't used to. So basically, it could be designed to kill your body from fighting itself at any level. So we're looking at it another way. Now, here they got everybody believing, just like this book says, we're going to get back into medical apartheid, medical martial law. She said New York. Now, here's where it gets deep, and I hope all y'all listening. Your jurisdiction might have been brought by George Soros in a group of, his name is George Soros, but it's probably a sinister octopusy group. some outrageous shit that y'all don't want to think about sometimes. But he was able to put all these black chicks in power. He went to certain counties. They did the demographics already. Remember, they can experiment on you through the healthcare system when you give all your information to the doctors, basically, because they got them in there. They had to have them in there. Everybody who's in the hospital ain't for us. It's for the system. Those who are good, they the ones quitting right now because they took a pledge of real loyalty. Those who took a pledge of the seat are now being meaner than ever, which shows you that this was all intended to be this way. So now here it is. Everybody is going to look at this medical apartheid, a medical dictatorship, and think about it, everybody. If you are now under prescriptions, if you may be under anything, right now is a good time to get everything you need to get done to yourself if you can do it. Because there's no guarantee if we let this window of opportunity slip by, you know, what they may deny people. That's where now the people who are good in nature, they going to be the new economy for us, and we're going to be the new economy because people going to say, well, you know what, we'll go to a person who won't give us a hard time because people want to feel superior to you now because of the vaccine. Now, what's in it to make them feel that way? What if they gave them some energizers to certain groups? Not everybody got the energizer buddy. But what if they gave some people the energizer buddy? Made them be a Tom Brady, you know, type shit. Y'all think it's impossible. I know y'all do, but you'll find out this program does not make up shit. So get ready. Got y'all mics in. Jump on in, fit in. Y'all want to jump in? I just want to hear from y'all. What social Darwinism is a part of this now. How many hybrids are out there that are, I mean, look at Kim Fox from Chicago. How's she able to let a city just go to hell, said that two gangs were fighting, it was a friendly fight. How does that happen? Find out she's George Soros. How can they have a meeting saying eat the babies? Eat the babies, y'all heard it. Nobody really got upset, really. It's like that should have been an outcry to how she could stay in power, knowing that they talked about eating babies. And yet, here's their defense, everybody. You know they fight in New York State and all these other states about women having the right to kill the baby at an early age. Now, the women can kill a baby at an early age, but I can't protect myself the way I want through this COVID. But a woman can say, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to kill this motherfucker. And that's it. I don't like the daddy, or the daddy don't like her, or whatever the case may be, or he'll kill her. You know how it works. Just watch Fatal Attraction. You'll see it. Now, if this is the case, let's be real here. That's the defense for us who go have to go to court. I mean, how she get to, you know, kill the baby, but I can't protect myself, and, you know, are we babies to these people in a definitional term of cult? Because maybe we the babies. Because obviously, sometimes I think we go into baby states. Facebook. Let's take Facebook. It's in the news. Everybody I know is pretty much addicted to Facebook in some form or fashion. And myself, I've used it for the show. So it's a social media, but your number of all day long on there could be a drug that they created through watching Facebook. Now, we read that they got these things that could make you go crazy and watch all day long. Because I watched the show all day long. No, I had to be brainwashed that day. But guess what? If you do it daily, something up, if you break it, don't do it for a while, but, you know, it's not pattern. But a pattern is they want you on there because you are like their digital radar. I'm going somewhere with this. They use the digital radar. So just maybe when they finish with the new cities that they build, because everybody built it in Florida. We got skyscrapers everywhere. I'm not making that up. No need. So who's coming? Who's actually coming? And the question is, George Soros, this group that calls itself George Soros, the order way to bring in this new order, you're going to have a new clientele of people because they got to get rid of the old order. Now that's where you come in back, folks. Are you? What order are you really in?
Hey, Silk Road 5.0. With the reset economically, like even Chuck Schumer got on the Senate floor. See, most people don't watch what they say, but he got on the Senate floor and he was talking about open borders. And see, we've experienced that. And what better way to bring down whatever pillars they brought down the other pillars. Now they're going to bring down the other pillars, and now they're going to bring down the class system because it's going to be completely open. You have Afghanistanis coming in. You don't know if we have if it's sleeper cells in there. You understand Jack Bauer shit? A general calling China saying, "Hey man, don't worry about it. We can let you know when we get ready to attack." You know what I mean? I mean, open front, but see, yeah. But what it does, and then you have the variations of what you spoke about. Now, see, people don't realize when they talk about open borders, open commerce, Silk Road, this shit is coming to us in a blink of an eye. They need a new economy, new slaves, new miners, new whatever we have spoken about. And see, when they fake the people out with this state fake STEMI, and you got to go back to work. Now the new so-called refugees come in, and now they've taken all the jobs that you and your cousins say y'all can't or don't want to work because y'all they let so many. I think it was 48 million or something like that. I forgot what the PPP loan scandal was. Just mysteriously or mistakenly, because some people got away and some people, like you and I know, they weren't so fortunate. But right now they're hiring more IRS lawyers.
Let's take that money, because that money is a deep thing.
Yeah.
Because I want y'all to know something. They never gave all of us the pandemic money. Some of us got one check. Some of us got two checks. They were symbolic numbers, 600. Same number they wanted to look at your pay. They want to look at your bank account for $600. Everything is six. Stand 6 feet. This thing is well orchestrated. So the question is, where are they gonna go with this? With us right now? If a lot of us don't want to stick with the present capitalist type of thing, where you can earn your money, or you want to cut the middleman out, which is what part of capitalism is, cutting some of the middleman out. Do we want that, or do we want it all to go to the central government? And the central government feeds us, gives us everything. Just what the experiment is, everybody. That's why you see so many people say I'm not working, because they gave that area so much money. Because it was a stimulus money, they had trillions of dollars, trillions. They could easily give all of us a lot of money. If you want to stimulate the economy, what better way to do it by giving us all some money? But that's a lie. They want to destroy the economy to bring it, what your brother said, all y'all been saying, to bring in this new digital. Are we digital?
Did you hear the two
so
Federal Reserve guys step down today at the same time? Presidents stepped down today at the same time.
Wow.
That's unconscionable.
Everybody say October surprise. That's why I'm having these shows before, because I'm just making sure, just in case we don't get it. They all said rich man, poor man, dad, the Japanese cat, said that he's not worried about the collapse. He's worried about the social chaos that comes from, because he said investors going to make a killing from the collapse. That's what he said. He said if you position yourself, you'll be able to get real estate at a low price now that's covered if your bank and your transference of the new wealth can get you that. Here's where the frightening thing comes in. Chaos, that's why I play ball confusion. Chaos must occur with this reset. It's like the convulsions of a new planet, a new earth, must have travail. So the chaos part is what we need to be positioned to. Where are we, in massive chaos, or are we in minimal chaos?
And the chaos was what we understood what we've come to understand is Gotham City. Who was the Batman? Fauci. And you see what I'm saying? You and many others, like in the family, we've been saying this, and now the puzzle is coming so clear. And who was the Joker? The Joker was from the Joker was the remnants from the experimentations of the kids you put on the Ritalin and the broken homes and all those social factors that led to that kid having that distorted feeling and just have death or like Tupac death. You got death all around your spirit, you know, because you've fallen out of the spirit with the creator, the creatress. You understand?
Because the Joker dealt with, let's take that premise right there, because we can connect to anything y'all talk about here. The Joker actually had those three black women was a major key in his psyche. It was a social worker, then it was the mistress lover that was invisible, and then it was the, who else was one more? He killed the one at the end, but it was still a psyche that he had from what you just said, have been put on Ritalin. A lot of our people are mentally ill, and they walking around. Just come to Miami, go to parts of Buffalo, parts of different areas. You will see a population that's out there talking to themselves, walking around pretty much at bay. Hopefully they don't hurt nobody. Could snap. We don't know what the people. So it is. Now, the question I'm asking everybody is, if they pick your area, which is possibly, you just have to make sure you practice what we talk about, because practice what we preach. Hopefully all of us will not have to go through a lot of this, but let's just be for real. Every area has its own scenario. We don't even know what ours is yet. We know one thing about our area. They keep saying that if an earthquake hit, downtown Miami is in trouble. South Beach would be gone. It'll be flooded out. So whatever powers that are around, let's just hope. But here's what this coming from, y'all. Y'all was warned. Never ask this man a question. It's sad, though. I hate to say this, but see, this is what Sage Steele got in trouble today about talking about stuff, and, you know, because we gave Obama a hell of a break, y'all. There's no, if y'all see what I put up today, Obama, all his records are sealed. You can't see his records for school. You can't see his records for anything. I didn't even realize how sealed the shit was. And the wifey, she can't even practice law no more. So what's going on there? A lot of stuff is happening. But y'all should have, the clue was for every black person, what you going through is what he warned you about. One thing about Obama, he did not tell you they was going to change your work hours. The minds have changed. They gonna change the way you think about things. We got to reinvent our minds, not in a way that they want, but in a way that you need to survive. Listen carefully to the world y'all gave our past to.
The biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
Now, y'all heard that. That was right after he got a power.
you can't get no verbally clear than what he just spoke about. Jobs being phased out. We're going, right. AI is the new God. You can't get no clear, man.
You can't get no clear.
Can't
get it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I said, well, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Especially when you have a conversation about people, it's really hard to say their level. Because everybody got an intelligence level for whatever they do. You could be a great mechanic, know nothing about politics. You know, it could be just like
nothing.
That. So it's just like, everybody got some prestige of knowing something. So we ain't going to say everybody.
They got swept in the color game.
But
they got swept in
the
color game.
The political game, we are very
passive. The checkerboard.
We're very passive. We're very passive people. We don't put no accountability on nobody, even in your own family who got power. You won't put no accountability on nobody. So it's like, let them pass. But other groups do not do that. Let me just say this for politics game. Now, we sell some things in housing. You know, sad to say, the number one groups that are going after the houses in South Florida are the Hispanic community. Then I would say the island community, as far as blacks, will be divided into certain groups. New York State, I could definitely say the Islamic community definitely is rolling on real estate up there. So the question we have to ask is, if Obama was the black president for everybody, basically what he telling you is, y'all just got to be prepared to be socialists, because you just stay at home, we're going to give you a check every month, and we're going to make you somehow feel like what? An entrepreneur at some level. Ain't that what he said? An entrepreneur at some level. Now, I want you to hear carefully. Today's program, I'll read some more quotes, is called Medical Apartheid, Medical Dictatorship. Medical Dictatorship was spoken about by this woman, Harriet Washington, where she said the first phase of their so-called experiments was done by one group, the pseudo-science people, racist pseudoscience. That means that they had their white supremacy was in effect as a cult in America, for sure. Came over here from Bavaria. They even call themselves the 12 Hindi. It's the Anglo-Saxon. They know this. All history will lead us to this. The number one predominant group of whites in America are Germans. So not calling everybody out, but I'm just giving you the perspective facts. These are the facts of who and what groups of European whites are here. This group, let's just say, had a lot of history with these different groups that they worship in secret. We'll get into that on Sunday. So y'all can see this is not just going to be a bashing, but when you see the secret societies of who they worshiping, that's all I'm going to say. It's going to be quite interesting. But let's just go with this right here, premise here. She stated that they have never stopped doing experiments. And listen to some of the people she got in here. I mean, this is just amazing that no one talks about this woman. Book. Just the book alone. I mean, they got plasmas. I mean, let me just read this right quick. This is the one Dr. Fauci was in, everybody. Dr. Fauci was a part of the AIDS program. Just look it up, in California. Let's just read this a little bit so you can see how deep this goes. But new barriers and effective treatments threaten to replace the old ones. And many suspect that the least one is being driven by research basis against black patients. Many African Americans and their medical advocates respond with outrage and disbelief in 2003 when AIDS-Vax, the first vaccine to enter phase 3 trials, for the description of phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3 clinical trials, was dismissed as worthless and abandoned, even though some data indicated that the actual protected blacks and Asians from HIV infections quite efficiently. New York Times joined a major newspaper lamenting the trial failures. And no stories was asked about the trial, AVAX developing VaxGen in Bisbane, California, Dr. Fauci, then was there. I'm telling you, look it up. Goes on to give that 9.9% of minorities took a placebo. The vaccine cut the infection rate in blacks by 78%. 68% after statistical refinement. Among 114 African-American volunteers, of the 1,100 subjects who took the placebo, 8.1% became infected, compared to 4 out of the 2,000 Americans who received the vaccine. So they do a lot of research. Here, oh, found it. This in her book, told you. Listen, nobody even asked this man. That's how you know we crazy. This is what is in this book. Look what it says. Just 500 minority subjects participated in the results were still statistically significant carriers. And most of the 2% possibly that heartening results arose by chance. The statistics look impressive, said Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, the nation's top infectious disease professional. But among whites, no statistically significant change emerged between the vaccine and the non-vaccinated groups of subjects. So if you go to read this part of her book called The Abandoned Vaccine, the one that helped the blacks, that Dr. Fauci was so, you know, instrumented in, but it didn't go through. Wonder why. Remember, it was called a black disease. First, it was a gay disease. It was the blacks, and it was the black women. Now you don't hear about it that much. So now they came out with a new one. Now, I gave you these names. Bisbane, California. I better look that up. So this is what's going on. And then let's talk about what Obama said one more time. Now you see why they let the black people do the commercials now? It's so convincing. We can get a car. They got Regina King flying behind. One of the great actresses. She in there with them. She got the Cadillac. She can go to sleep. See, that's how they play. Then you get a better movie picture. I mean, I'm not saying she can't act, but I'm just saying, you know, when you promote this, obviously you invested in it. That means they also know it's going to take people jobs. Gotta know. You know, the question I'm asking all y'all: do you think they know that's going to take jobs? Or they just don't know. What y'all think?
Oh yeah, they know. That's the plan. I mean, like you say, all this is ritualistic, you know, politics and ritualistic, especially Hollywood. Man, listen, you have to drink the blood in Hollywood, because if you don't, they'll take your career away from you. And so, like you say, a lot of us, as you know, melanated people, we don't really understand the power of being an entrepreneur, or the power of having wealth and building wealth, you know, and like, you know, with these jobs and everything that's going on, the job losses and all of that. These people are not worried about job losses, drive on, because if they were, they wouldn't be mandating people and firing people, especially like that governor up in New York, you know.
Right.
How are you going to replace these people? If we got a pandemic, why would you even try to put that type of pressure on medical workers? It just don't add up. It just don't make sense, man. And if you don't start thinking for yourself, this is the time to think right now, because if we keep going at the rate we're going right now, even thinking is going to be against the law.
Right.
Thinking for yourself is going to be against the law.
That's it. Now this is where... This is why we play these programs, so we can deprogram ourselves from the reality, because you're bombarded with dictators. People. Go ahead.
And jumping on what the brother's saying, it's suicidal economics. You know, I know of entities, you know, in the midst of small businesses, and small businesses are bidding on quotes, and they're going as low as they can. And then you trying to make them barter for even lower price than they bid it already, and they're already trying to keep their heads above water, and you want them to renegotiate to a lower price? But you're talking about, you're about small business development, you know what I mean? So what the brother's saying there is suicide economics, where, you know, in the midst of a pandemic, You have people that could help other people, are in a position to help other people, but then you're going to mandate them and say, you know, and well, that's where
that's why we mentioned that are we setting our own selves up, because if the mandate is directed at segregationist propaganda, well, it means that you can't come in my area. That's like segregation back in the old days. So they reinvented it in a new way to keep this charade going, because it actually makes you, a victim of discrimination in so many cases. Because I'm being told for the first time, I told y'all, this is the first time in our little small history on Earth from 1962 to now that they never classified us under a vaccination status. Now that should make you wonder, how far is this rabbit hole going? Let me just say this too, because we gotta go more on that.
Is this the new fourth right?
Indeed. I think we better look at all these scenarios that we are all playing in at one part of this. We gonna take, I know it's Tuesday, we're gonna make sure everybody, we're gonna do it up to 11 o'clock tonight, so we get everybody, I know everybody, I appreciate y'all hanging with me on the B-Lo birthday style, but we're gonna keep it rolling for y'all here, because I want y'all to realize everything's at stake during October surprise. And for somebody to make these statements the way they make them, I mean the way they actually make these statements. And I just told you
that. Hey, you said something about chaos, man. It's a movie out called Chaos, man. And yeah, it appears to be like everything in chaos, but it's a pattern, man.
Right.
This is a damn illusion. This is an illusion, what's going on.
Now, you said something earlier, the blackout, Facebook doing this on purpose. These are all tangible things that we can definitely say is not made up. If they have everything to gain by cutting themselves off. We don't know what they was able to take out the system that could have cost them everything, to the point where they claim they lost $6 billion. Really? Did they really? Everything is six. Do y'all notice that all every number $600? I mean, tomorrow night, Brother Eddie and Sister Antoinette, brother, let me get this plugs in for everybody. We're gonna have some great shows. Hope y'all go back to the archives. Please go to the archives. Y'all know somebody y'all want to hear it, just send them the archive, send them the link to their phone, let them listen to it. Brother Eddie will be on tomorrow with Sister Antoinette. And, man, she had some dynamic shows on last week. If y'all did not hear the brother from Hollywood talk, the bone player O.J. Simpson, y'all need to hear that one, too, because that was a deep one there, because Hollywood is something else today. And we asked some questions about that, and he did quite well. I hope to get him back on again. Brother's beautiful brother. Now,
drive on. What's your take on the R. Kelly, verdict?
Oh, man. I'm going to just say this. I sent y'all some funny stuff today. You see, I've said he in jail. They say we heard you was into a little bump and grind. I don't know what's going to take place, but I'm going to say this. R. Kelly must have had a lot of shit going on in the music world that he got to take the fall for some stuff. Because if he was something must have took place, because they should have used that documentary. That I was mad at him. Everybody was mad at him. That documentary did a lot. Now, were these women all lying? Hey, it's possible, because, you know, they're good at some of what they do. They lie very good, most of some of them.
Well, let me show you how they set the case up. They set the case up as if this man got into R&B singing to pimp women.
Right.
So, like some Hugh Hefner shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like racketeering.
The Playboy mansion type shit.
Yeah, I'm going to say this.
Racketeering. Everybody around here making pedophilia jokes, but they hit the man for racketeering, man. That's gangster shit.
That's what they got Yahweh for. It's called RICO. RICO's a racketeering statute. It's called racketeering of corrupt organizations. It's just like this. He might not initially, I'm going to give it some credence, he might not initially meant to be all into that, but I'm sure he met some people like Hugh Hefner types, just like Cosby. Just like Sidney Poitier, just like Sammy Davis Jr., all of them go to the Playboy Mansion. We have a tendency to forget that all our celebrities ended up at the Playboy Mansion back in the day.
Yep, that was it. Yeah.
So the problem is we keep thinking that, that this wasn't going on. This always went on, but he stepped on somebody's toes with something, because at the time, like you say, pedophilia is still going on. It ain't stopping because of R. Kelly. That's the damn sure. So I think it was a lot. And they're going to say that he used that because the parents of those people was told if they say certain way, because most parents let their kids go to R. Kelly because they thought their kids were going to get rich. That's plain and simple. And I'm sure any one of you who got children or offspring, whatever you want to call them, you know if your daughter is getting screwed up with somebody, it's impossible unless you just don't, unless you on so much drugs you don't know what's going on in your own house. But obviously the parents was told that they're going to make her a star. She had a wardrobe, give her a car, give the family a couple $1,000s. I'll pimp her out for hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's the winner and all that. Look at Aaliyah. Aaliyah parents fight the same thing. Aaliyah had all kinds of, she played Akasha. She was Isis as the vampire, or Sebek. The first woman vampire was Sebek, they say. Remember we did a show, which we do in our Halloween special. I'm going to show you all the monsters come out of the continent. Y'all love them to death. But we'll figure that one out when that comes. But I just want to know, was he doing it? I don't know. But, you know, the pimp game is always in music. I watch Unsung. Y'all watch Unsung. And I hate to tell you, I can play music with some of the best. I could just say it's easy to get pimped in a lot of things. And music is one of the easiest because everybody want to be into that field if you like to play music. And these dudes are in there. And who's always at the top, everybody? Let's be honest. Who's always at the top? It's going to be Clive Davis types. And so basically, we see in a pyramid scheme right there. You put the low-level people who come in there, you get your better people to be better. They the ones that produce everything, got the tracks. They give them the studio time because those who know the studio, they're going to give them the time so you can bring up more artists. Then they go to the next level. It's like a game, but the ultimate game that we all end up playing is they end up being Clive Davis types, plain and simple. Now, is that already brainwashing? Got to be, because we could talk about the white man all night. But when I tell everybody BET won by white people, you ain't, the whole barbershop shuts up.
That sounds so true. Hey, what about the boy Byron Allen had everybody around here? Hey, oh, he done bought the Weather Channel. Oh, he's going to come out with some blackity black shit. And this man married to one of them king girls, King Empire.
King Empire.
That's the biggest Jewish empire in the world.
They got Oprah. That's who Oprah was on.
They control all the communication platforms, for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact. King Production was the biggest. They still big. And again, I'm not hopping that we ain't talented, but I'm saying when we be talking all this stuff about our people, and then when I start to look up and you get involved, we got a certain window. I don't know why we got it in America. Not the world, in America. But the world is some rich-ass blacks that they rule and stuff. But again, is it because we what? Brainwashed? I'm telling you, scientific dictatorship. You got to hear this one more time. Go ahead.
Remember when you were talking about the richest communities in the United States with Baltimore, Maryland, up in there, and they were heavily, some of the wealthiest African American families up in there, and with money. Whole money.
Oh, buddy. Again.
It's
us.
So we ain't out of the
loop. Yeah.
Forget about Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard up there.
Black people.
Yes, sir.
Started. A black person started Martha's Vineyard and the Indiana Hoosiers. Black. I'm going to play that. If I get these tapes to come over, eventually we'll be getting this fixed. We'll be putting some stuff on that never been heard by a lot of people. You just said it, Brother West. They ain't going to Martha's Vineyard because Martha's Vineyard always had blacks that was there, even back in the Reconstruction. Before that shit, they was there. So it's a strange thing going on. It's a show on BET, or not BET, I don't know what it is. It's called These Kinds of People. Good actors in it. Shows you that.
Yeah, our kind of people.
There you go. I watched two of those. Very good. Beautiful cast, beautiful sisters. Very good group. And it shows you, these are our prestigious fraternal order people, and they got a cold. They got a cold. They show you in the movie. We got a cold. You ain't in our
circle. That's it, man. Everybody got to get on cold with each other, man, because every other group here in America, they get on cold with each other. I was explaining, breaking down some terms for the brothers the other day. If you pay attention to what the politicians are doing, they're using this new term, this made-up term they're using called domestic extremism. Well, we know who the extremists are in America, but when you allow them to move the goalposts like that and they just go to making different terms for stuff, now what they're trying to do, they're trying to lump everybody into that domestic terrorism, that domestic extremist-type mindset. So not black, brown people.
But Bones, you said that. You said that, Bones. You said that. And you showed us. You had the pamphlet where everybody was already looped in.
Hey, hold on. Y'all remember. Now, this is before we was doing radio. This is true. This is before we even thought about radio. We was making booklets because that was how we thought. Make some booklets like everybody tried to stuff. And we found that out. I went to a tea party. Because Tea Party people was in your area up in Tampa and St. Pete and over in Lakeland. There was a whole bunch of the Tea Party. So we wanted to see what they were talking. Very organized. And they was talking about this because at that time, y'all remember when they was killing the whites, Randy Weaver got killed. They had their own hideouts and shit. They were the Brass Davidians blew them up. Y'all forgot they blew up a whole group of whites on TV. I knew then. Mm. I knew then. When I seen that Bill Clinton got Janet Reno to burn up a group of whites on national TV, bro, y'all should have woke up right then and there. But you didn't know. So I made books up, gave it out to people. They had already, after 9/11, I got with the 9/11 people. I was going to I was the only black in Dade County. I'm pretty sure of it. I ain't bragging. Anybody can know me. Ain't gonna need. Cause I just do it. Only black with 911 on his truck. Two stickers. White people was the only one blowing at me with a thumbs up. I was like, what the fuck? I'm driving one day, I'm like, this motherfucker blowing at me and shit. He doing, yeah, man, like your two stickers. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. Next thing I know, people that know I ain't making this up. One day the police was taking pictures of the back of my car. I was nervous. I went out there. I had to play. Like, did I do something? Because somebody said they had the car. Like, what? I hope I ain't got nothing in the car. Damn. We like the way you had them stickers on there. I was like, oh shit, this is in a Dade County facility. I was like, damn. So I started thinking to myself, what the fuck? Now, here's the question. There are people in the police department, military, who ain't going to do. That's why they dropping out. That's why you know it's a scary thing, because who you think going to be fighting? Y'all better wake up. What's going to happen?
And, hey, I sent you something about the Florida National Guard. Say if they come to try to force that damn shadow on them, I sent you a group of Florida National Guard. If they come at them and try to make them take their shot, it's going to be all that popcorn. I sent it to all y'all.
Yeah. You definitely said it. That's why we know what you about. We you out here talking. That's why you all here. I'm telling you, y'all said it, but we gave out booklets. I mean, about 15 years ago. Because I came up to Lakeland and gave y'all the whole domestic terrorist book. Everybody's in it. The Yahwehs was in it. Nation Islam. Christian peace, no matter who you was in the domestic terrorist book. Sure was. Farrakhan in it. Everybody in it. Jews in it.
The black identity, what you call it? The BIE. Black identity extremists.
Everything. Aryan Nation in it. Every Chinese, everybody's under this domestic terrorist. The problem is who they coming after first is going to be the key. That's why y'all got to have your eyes open, because
anytime you can't be controlled, and anytime you are a critical thinker and you think for yourself, I call it a threat to the powers that shouldn't be. I call them the powers.
That's right.
Not the powers to be. Right. Yeah. You're a threat.
See, I call it a glitch in the matrix. We're a glitch in their fucking matrix.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I want to tell them, listen to why I say the medical world, the medical apartheid, this coming out this book, y'all. Listen what this says. This is coming out of quotes. This is quotes, not me. It's called The Machine Age, chapter 14. It says, this is quote, it is cheaper to use niggers than cats because they were everywhere and cheap experimental animals. Harry Bailey, MD, 1977 on his surgical research at Tulane University. Second quote. It has become apparently obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. Albert Einstein. And that's where we are today. Our humanity is at stake. At stake. Everybody on this phone. If they could say this, in 1977, Harry Bailey, MD, on his neurological research at Tulane University could say they were cheaper and got away with it. Boy, you either know that we already under the dictatorships or we fooled ourselves right now.
Hey, brother, perfect experiment they ran like last year on black people when they had everybody tearing up the Popeye chicken to get that fucking chicken sandwich, man. That was an experiment,
yeah,
man.
No, I'm telling you.
And then they ran the boot game on everybody to make everybody get that toilet paper.
I'm going to say this. And with much laughter, because you got to laugh. I'm going to say
What about that damn Creed challenge? You think he'll fucking himself up with that Creed challenge?
Look at TikTok. TikTok told all the kids to slap their teachers. They scared the teachers. You know, they put, is that some type of, I'm telling you, are these apps chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, I still see lives today, not so much, depending on where your location at. But Popeyes, McDonald's definitely got a drug in there. It's unbelievable, the lines, because in some parts of the state, you couldn't go in. You couldn't go in, but you had to do the thing. But here is this part of it. Listen to this right quick, because this is frightening to know that maybe this was the reason for the apps, the TV, and everything else was to do this.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Think about the app, everybody. To make you feel happy with your servitude. I mean, I'm just giving you what, see, the man said all over the world. He didn't say United States. He said there'll be plenty of scientific dictatorships throughout the world. So we don't even know if Australia is a scientific dictatorship right now. England, France, Canada is what they want. They working on us because we big. Africa, please, we don't even know. I mean, we have no idea what could be possibly happening over there unless you go on their news and they under it too. So are these scientific dictatorships, how y'all perceive them to be with COVID? COVID seems to be a scientific. He just said to make people feel servitude, to make them feel acceptance. See how now it's fearful, but it's acceptance now. I think people actually feel good when they tell you they took that shot. I think they get off.
Yep, they sure do, man. And they got them so brainwashed to go back for the booster shot like a fucking pig cushion, man. They happy, man. They just be quiet, shut up, and obey. Get your ass in line and let them stick that needle in your arm, man. And people, you're right. I know some dudes, man, that they old ladies told them they ain't going to get no pussy unless they go get the shot, man. I know a couple of brothers, they woman made their ass go get the shot just to get to keep fucking and get some pussy, man. I'm serious, bro. That pussy a hell of a drug, man.
Yeah. Ignorance is the new drug, too, my brother West. Ignorance is the new drug because, like I'm going to piggyback off brother West. Man, people will fight you just like you played that clip just now. And they're so brainwashed from social media and mainstream media to the point to where they will reject information. They won't even give it a chance. They go into cognitive dissonance mode. And it's like, yo, man, I don't want to hear that unless I'm getting it from who the liberal mindset that I'm safe getting it from. So it's like, Don Lemon is they go to now for my black community. I hate to say that about my people, but man, they so lost right now. They will not accept any type of factual information. They not gonna go and do any research. They not gonna read nothing. They gonna argue with you the first time they come in contact with the information. Here it is, like a lot of us on Dry Bones Connection. We know this information. We've been in tune to this stuff. We can come right off the top of the head with boom, 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 this. No, you tell them some of this information, some of your loved ones, some of your family members, and, bro, they will literally fight you because you don't have the complexion for the protection.
Yep. That's right. Because I done told all my family about this damn jab, and all of them went and took it. They look at me like I'm freaking crazy. All of them.
And the sad thing, bro, West, the sad thing is these people are just moving the goalposts. They don't even know what's the next step. They just going along with whatever they say the next step is. Nobody's doing any type of medical research. You got whistleblowers coming out. They just ignoring that. The media is totally controlled right now. If you go against the talking points or the narrative of that cocoa shot and all that, I call it the cocoa shot, because you look how we have to code our words now just to keep from being shadow banned off of social media or just to be censored, to avoid being censored. You got to use code words now. Bro, right there, that should make us wake up and say, damn, man, what the hell is going on in this
country? But hold on. I mean, but I'm glad you say that. But, okay, let's say if they read this book here, or the people that, like, you know, because you got a lot of educated people in your family, most of y'all that just do what they follow the news too. I mean, but when you can see there's evidence of a pattern that is a long history of it, at least 100 to 200 years of total crazy experimentation at all phases of life. Now, what would make somebody believe And Dr. Fauci's in this book. He's not in a good light in this book. But you know, it's not one black media who had this woman's book. Y'all heard of medical apartheid before. She did the rounds back in the day. But you wouldn't even hear that Dr. Fauci was in this book about the medical system being unfair to blacks. Yet blacks will defend him. This is where you get upset. I know y'all do. Because family will defend him, dude, if they know him. You don't even know this dude.
We all know about Henry of the Lacks, right? Don't y'all know about Henry of the Lacks?
Absolutely.
But guess what not? Being Crump representing her family to try to sue whoever pharmaceutical that got her damn genes you saw that, right?
Yeah, that was the day. I seen it today too. It was in there about a lawsuit that her family said they used her for she's in everything. Sure did. I seen it today. Well, again, Ben Crump is always in those cases. I don't know how much they really gonna get. They deserve a lot. So I'm sure, but I don't know how we take lawyers today, because Ben Crump been since Trayvon Martin. And these lawyers are the same people. But I don't know if it's a game, because look, we have had so many people promise us money. I think the Vatican apologized for its misdeeds at Georgetown. But we don't see this before. I don't see the realness in it, because when I can see that Dr. Fauci is in here saying, don't give the blacks this, it's right here. Then I see one of the top net people gave us LSD to the whole Louisiana State Penitentiary, according to one of the CIA memos. This in this book. So I'm thinking to myself,
and they was putting plutonium in the cereal, man, in the cereal.
Yeah.
And even at General Mills, man. General Mills, I worked at General Mills too, man. They put fucking magnets and shit in the cereal too, man. I was like, because I went past the room where they said, don't have no damn your phone or nothing in there, because that's the room where they put all that iron fillings and shit in the damn cereal, man. Them cereal tell you they got iron in it. You goddamn right it's got iron in it, man. You take a magnet and run past your goddamn Cocoa Pops Cheerios and watch the shit stick to the magnet.
Somebody do that, please. I'd love to see it. I tell everybody, that's the only way you're going to have. We got to become our own technician. And also, we was right again about homeschool. We told y'all, every newscaster says, it's only one thing to do. Take your kids out of school, homeschool them, do the best you can for them. We told you. I feel vindicated after my short time on the planet Earth. I had told people years ago, I said, homeschool is the future. I can see it clearly. I don't know how to get rich off of it yet, but I know it can work. It worked.
Well, you know what they're doing on that too. They trying to the Dems and the liberals trying to come. They're trying to put the DOJ, the Department of Justice, on parents that are anti-vax and anti-mask and all of that in school.
They want to put the Patriot Act on them, like we said.
The Patriot Act sure did.
That's why Bush came out. That's why you've seen Bush come out when he came out recently at 9/11. He mentioned he's the one who implemented it. He mentioned that it was going to be domestic terrorists on our land and so forth. So they told you, people. Cancer didn't tell you. They sure told you. Bush came out 9/11 and said domestic terrorists. They had him talking. You ain't seen Bush in how long since that? Since he supposedly gotten them letters. I don't know if he got them or not, but we ain't seen his ass till now. Do they think they won? I don't know. I don't think they won yet. I think the winner is we still in the stage of a serious left hook. Don't forget to fight this week, Tyson Fury. It should be a great one. But I don't know. We might got the left hook that's needed to knock Tyson out. I don't know, but I tell you right now, people are waking up. I've had conversations and seen people say stuff to me that I was shocked. They know that it ain't the right thing to be doing. There's a lot about this. And you're going to meet more and more.
They scared, Jabones. They scared to openly talk about it, and they scared to ask questions like that.
Right.
That video you just played, it's like the servitude is like, is beyond recovery now. You know, it's like, man, they will not,
well,
like, it's like talking about
he
the black code. It's like trying to get
go ahead.
It's like trying to get a black history professor to talk about the black code in the university. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's forbidden. It's forbidden fruit.
Well, my man said, let's be honest, he told y'all, he said, we'll get them to be the one that they will enjoy it. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know they enjoy it. Easy. You get a free check. You got your phone given to you. Everything will be computerized. You don't have to work because you can Google it. You can Dash Hub it, whatever the hell they do now, all day long. And then, as long as you get a free housing or some type of housing, that's why they're making these little houses and everything. It makes sense. You'll be comfortable.
This is the real live hunger game. The real live hunger games in real life.
In real life. Because you won't leave your sector. You see, Brother Wesker attested this, and you showed you, brother, you feel me? All on our Metro Rail, they building super apartments on our Metro Rail. I mean, whole city called City Walk, City This. You don't have to leave the area because you got your grocery store, you got your scene, your club scene, everything.
Hey,
you don't
they got a place in Atlanta called Atlantic Station, man. They got everything, even Microsoft. That's where I'm working at now. Microsoft's going to be there. You got Publix. You got Walmart, Target, and apartments everywhere, dealers. Right in that little section called Atlantic Station, man.
Yep.
And
you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave. You don't need no car. See, they don't want you to have no car. They want you to have Uber. So Uber and those who come with the electronic car. Now, our kids, and if we live long enough, we'll be there to see it. But
plus they got them little scooters you can rent, man. What you call them little scooters?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what a lot of them, they ride on
those
scooters.
I like that. If you've been on one, they nice. But I'm telling you, you can see there's a new way of the scooters and the bikes are electric now. So, now here's what gets deep. China, everybody, before we take off. I just want you to know, China just took the jobs from a city to give to for the NBA. LeBron James does not have to take a shot. You know, he has not talked about his status. He's the biggest basketball player. Another thing they're about to go into, they have to have controversy. They got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest. But, you know, he needed a job in the NBA. I think they told you must go against them, Kareem, and we'll give you a job finally to be a coach somewhere. Because they would not let him be a coach. Because remember, he's supposed to be pro back. He was one of those first to be with Jim Brown and Ali and all that back in the day. And now, now he has succumbed to coach. He's going to let... He mad because they won't get vaccinated. Well, how's that look? You got your fist up in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You got your fist up in the 60s and 70s. And talking about no way. Boy, you know, they supposed to be hardcore. Now, these guys hardcore. Now, you want to go off on them for the vaccination? That's deep. That's absolutely deep. But that's where we at, everybody. And again,
I see. Hey, that array of things you did a couple of programs on is making so much sense now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because they can check your movements, your patterns. They see what the city does, how does it breathe, because the city's alive. It's a living organism, and we all participate.
Y'all got up there in New York too. They have that new pack. They call it the some type of what they call it, the solar pass, the something. It's a new pass, and it shows Excelsior pass.
Oh, Excelsior
pass plus.
Right. The Excelsior pass is already implemented. That's how they go into the cap. Now, who's a part of this? I hate to say this. I like the group, but, you know, when I see the Wu-Tang Clan and having concerts there promoting this shit, you got to wonder. You know, they're supposed to be this militant. Are these groups really militant, or they just play militant? Because remember, we had the goody mob talking about, look who's people through your window now, new order, going to be a slaughter. You know, they said all this shit now. Yeah, man, get vaccinated because of the constant shit. You know, we go, we. I mean, is it, are they really get? I don't, dude, that's why I say how
they've been
much
compromised,
is this
bro. They've been compromised.
Yeah. Because I see it. I said, well, damn, if y'all promote this, you know how many of our young people go follow this shit? That's, I've heard people, I'm not making this up, family members told me they got vaccinated so they could go to the concert. Sure did.
Yeah, they butt broken. They butt broken.
So I said to myself, what's next? A booster shot. Now, I don't have the tape, but I will have the tape soon. There was a doctor, Dr. Brooks, if y'all can check him before, he actually taught out of this group, school group at Oxford. And told them the reason, because the doctor who made the DRNA thing said that it's going to grab all the stuff and slowly weaken. The second shot takes your immune system down. Now, there has been people who have died recently who have taken the shot, some celebrities. So white dude just died after taking the shot. They don't even know what happened to him. People are saying they fall out.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and let me ask the family a real hard, hard question. And I'm going to need us to use all our brain power to think about this. You really didn't hear about people dropping dead like this until them vaccines started being implemented. I mean, the corona was getting people sick. People were catching the corona, but not dropping like they dropping, man. I had five classmates pass in 3 days last month. I'm talking
and they
about
took,
and I
they
know
took
for
shot.
A fact every last one of them had the shot.
Okay. I told people, when I could play this doctor, one of my beloved people called me and said she seen it, and I said good. I said you got to leave, then get your come down and get you a job somewhere else because I don't know what the criteria is for when I see the healthcare system. All I can tell you is when you don't listen on Sunday, the serpent gods are real. Until Sunday, peace out.